Anto Akara, a rights advocate and journalist with international media, has made numerous visits to Kondamal district of eastern India's Orissa state to find out firsthand about the serious human rights violation and atrocities committed against Christians there. Violence against Christians erupted with untold savagery in Kondamal, with Hindu extremists blaming the August 23, 2008 assassination of Hindu leader Swami Lakshmanananda on Christians, despite Maoist rebels claiming the murder. Seven Christian men falsely implicated in the murder have been languishing in jail for over 7 years now. Akara, who has written several books unmasking the injustice to the Christians of Kondamal, organized an event on March the 3rd at New Delhi's Constitutional Club, in which the wives of the seven men appealed for justice for their husbands. His upcoming book, Cry of the Oppressed, provides facts, concrete evidence and conspiracies to prove that the seven men were falsely implicated. To know about his latest efforts on behalf of these innocent people, we called Akara on his mobile phone in Bangalore. In the first part of this interview last week, Akara lamented that the world seems to have forgotten the Christians of Kondamal, with justice and compensation denied to them for the mere fact that they are Christians. Talking about the travesty of justice, he said that a renowned and honest judge who was about to acquit the seven innocent men was suddenly transferred, and his replacement convicted them all on trumped-up charges without any shred of evidence. Akara said that the police found a broken barrel of an old unused hunting gun with the accused as evidence of murder, which became two firearms with the prosecutor, and on conviction became three firearms. So Akara went public and organized the event on March the 3rd at New Delhi's Constitutional Club, where he invited several leading personalities of India, notably Kuldeep Nair, the 93-year-old patriarch of Indian journalism. But Akara lamented that minutes before the start of the event, several news channels and media suddenly disappeared for reasons best known to them. However, Akara hasn't given up. At the New Delhi event, he launched a website with an online signature campaign at www.release7innocents.com, advocating the cause of the seven innocent men with the Chief Justice of India, the President of India, and the National Human Rights Commission. Today, Akara begins the final part of this interview, explaining how difficult it is for poor and illiterate people of India to obtain justice.
See, I'm a qualified lawyer. I did law from Delhi University.
Yes, you're an activist but also.
The problem is, this is a sub judice matter, means it is in the High Court. Now, if you move the Supreme Court will naturally say, you go to the High Court, that way, there will be a verdict, then we will see. So, this is what they call the delaying tactics. This is what happens to most of the poor people. They don't have voice, they don't have very powerful lawyers. The cases drag on for years, and often the people who move the court die in frustration. The case is settled even after their death in Chikes Linja zone. So we can't allow this to happen because this is a fraud. And the victims are the interest families, my goodness. It's a shame for the whole country. I tell you, Kuldeep Nair, 93 old man, came to hear the stories. The women spoke and he asked me a question. What is happening in this country? How can you tolerate this? Innocent people convicted to life imprisonment. For what? One of the accused, that his wife said he's a dumb. She couldn't exactly say that he's an idiot. But she said he can't distinguish between, he's illiterate, he has never gone out of the village. He cannot distinguish between different denomination of notes. He cannot even buy a piece of cloth and go to the market. So he won't mix with anyone. He's like an animal. She said he will go to the field, he will work, he will come home, eat and sleep. That man is also charged with the murder. And court also said it is a professional. Now, another issue, that is the most shocker. The whole theory is built on the ground that a Catholic parish has passed their resolution saying that they want to offer a life of a monk on Janmashtami Day for the devil's satisfaction of God. This resolution has been denied by the priests and the parishioners saying that they have nothing to do with it. It's a fake one. But the court, even the High Court said this is a serious matter. So on the basis of it, they convicted that this is a Christian conspiracy. This is the proof is this, what we call the Vetikola resolution. Now, the prosecutor, investigating officer, two top police officers of Orissa, in there initially claimed this is a conspiracy, this is a proof of the Christian conspiracy. And you know what they did? The judge also relied on that to claim that this was a Christian conspiracy. Okay, fine. Now, in June 2015, Santosh Kumar Patnaik, the police officer who got the Rashtrapati Medical Indian Police Medal for this great detective novel kind of evidence he has cooked up, this man, Santosh Kumar Patnaik, he has told the Naidu Commission of Inquiry, the Judicial Inquiry Commission that is investigating the case, that this resolution is fake. And another police officer, the IG, Inspector General, from A.K. Roy, he has gone on record saying that he himself initially hinted that there was a Christian Maoist conspiracy. He has said there was no conspiracy with the Maoist. So what is the ground on which these people can be kept on jail? Now, this should have been taken up in the High Court, but unfortunately, the High Court is indefinitely postponing. There will be a date. When the date comes, it is again postponed and postponed. There is something fishy. There is anybody with some common sense can understand. There is something to hide in this. So there are forces at work. An octopus is controlling these things. So that is why I thought the only way is to throw it before the nation, to the end of the world. Why, please, have a look at this. Get these people out of jail. It's a shame for the great Indian democracy.
What is your next move now, Anto Akkara, since your effort on March the 3rd, you can say, fizzled out because of this boycott by the media? What is your next move?
People will try to do different things. I don't know exactly what went wrong, but it is really shocking that big media people just move away from the program 5 minutes before the program. There is something fishy with whatever it is. We'll take it on our stride. It will continue as long as I am alive. Truth must come out. But I tell you, truth cannot be kept under the carpet forever. It will come out. It will come out.
And with the current turmoil in Delhi taking place, I believe you have a very strong platform to go ahead on this line.
Yeah, there is. There is so much of goodwill because people are awakening. They are able to distinguish between the chaff and the wheat now. There's too much of propaganda now. They know. You know, all that smoke is not fire. There is something fishy with all this kind of propaganda. So nobody believes, take it seriously. But this is hard work. There is also a big lobby in Indian media. Anything Christian, they are little, human rights issues, as it is okay. But the moment, I tell you, I had one thread of a very interesting, somebody telling me, if I told the Christian, leave it. So this is a sensitive, very, very sensitive issue. We have to handle it very, very carefully.
Anything else you want to say, Anto, regarding this?
No, I tell the whole world. I can assure you with the full conviction. I tell you that, I think I have seen these people have been convicted people. I have to declare them innocent. I don't think any court will come for a move, condemn the court against me. Because everybody knows that this, what I'm saying is true. So I want the world to make it up, sign the petition at the, what they call, www.release7innocence.com. 7 is in figures. Because the more the number of petitions, the greater will be pressure on the judiciary and the Human Rights Commission to have a relook at this hearing, release these people. They cannot be kept in jail. It is a shame for this nation. You know the motto of the nation? The motto of the great Indian nation is Satyamev Jayate, truth alone triumphs. And what is happening is a travesty of justice. It is just the contrary that's happening. So the truth must come out, truth must prevail. Let us all join hands together, raise voices for the voiceless.
In your work, have you ever been threatened for working for these innocent victims of Kandamal massacre?
I have had subtle threats. I do. Physical, not it. Once I was looted, lost all my equipment. I think they were looking for my laptop, which was not there. I get emails and all that, some anonymous calls, but I don't take them seriously. Never physically threatened. But I get emails, funny emails. You know what they say? You are one of the fine journalists. We are ready to provide you any information. Such mails come immediately after the release, when there is a public in the media. Message is, we are watching you. Yes, we are watching you. That subtle message is coming because they know if you threaten to you verbally or physically, then it will go public. It will be embarrassing for them. So the strategy is, I don't know what is in their hand what is up their sleeve. But I believe in God. There is a greater force at work who controls their destinies.
Thank you so much, Anto Akara, for talking to us about these innocent victims of Kondamal.
So I repeat once again my request to the entire world, all those who believe in truth and justice, please sign this appeal on behalf of release the 7 innocents of Kondamal. That is, it is not enough, you see, you offer, as Jesus said, Lord, Lord, please show us, stand up and be counted.
That was the final of a two-part interview with Anto Akara on his efforts to seek justice for the 7 jailed Christians of Kondamal in India's Orissa state. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.